Welcome back to Truist Field in Uptown Charlotte. Capacity of 10,200, and just about every one of those seats is filled for this evening semifinal matchup between NC State and Pitt. Right now, the Wolfpack with a 5-0 lead over the Panthers. Dave Pulaski with Dan Quartz alongside. As we head to the home half of the third inning, NC State getting all five of their runs in the opening frame. Thanks to three home runs, Devontae Brown led off with an opposite field homer off the railing in right field, just above the electronic scoreboard and 9-foot-high fence. Tommy White then delivered his ACC leading 27th home run, tying for the ACC lead with his 27th home run of the season. Another opposite field shot. And then Dominic Pololi hit one over the foul pole, over the home run porch, and out onto the street beyond right field. A two-run bomb to give NC State the current 5-0 margin. Noah Soles, JT Jarrett, and Dominic Pololi will lead things off. And the first pitch is hammered to center field straight away. Dom Popa going back to the warning track has room, and he's able to run it down and make a catch in the deep left center field gap for out number one. Noah Soles made a bid, but hit it to the wrong part of the yard, as it is exceptionally difficult to carry it out up beyond the 400 marker in straightaway center field. One down and JT Jarrett now stepping up to the plate. Jarrett with an RBI ground out in the first inning as part of that five-run frame for the Wolfpack. NC State began this ACC tournament out of the NCAA tournament picture as one of the first four out, according to D1 Baseball. First pitch to Jarrett is over on the outside corner for strike one. As of the latest projections from D1 Baseball, which are coming out daily during these conference tournaments, as Evans kicks and fires, delivers an 89-mile-an-hour fastball outside, 1-1. Right now, NC State has been vaulted to a number two seed in the Greenville, North Carolina region with East Carolina. Jarrett out in front of a changeup, swing and a miss. Yanked the front shoulder out. The count now 1-2. East Carolina, NC State, Wofford, and Columbia slated for the Greenville region. East Carolina lists as the number 12 national seed by D1 Baseball. 1-2 pitch outside. Tatum Levins tried to pull it back, but wouldn't get the call from Jeff Gosney. Count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Evans with a 2-2. And Jarrett bounces it foul above the NC State dugout off the protective netting. And it remains 2-2. As the shadows continue to creep onto the field, right now the entire home plate area is in shadow. The rest of the field, including Logan Evans, the right-handed pitcher, in sunlight. The wind in the 2-2. And that one's a little bit upstairs as Jarrett was able to lay off that one. JT Jarrett standing at 5'10 and 165 pounds. He is a senior. And the 3-2 pitch went too far on the check swing, or did he? Tag applied by Tatum Levins, and JT Jarrett goes down on strikes for out number two in this third inning. Dominic Pololi now stepping up. 5'11", 192-pound sophomore out of Youngstown, Ohio. First-year transfer to NC State from Charlotte. So he is familiar with this area. First pitch is on the outside corner. He was a collegiate baseball freshman All-American during the COVID-shortened 2020 season. Hit 403 in 17 games. A one pitch is outside, 1-1 strike. During his second year freshman season with the 49ers, made 27 starts before suffering a season-ending injury in early May. batted 274 for the season, and then made his way over to NC State, where he has played in 51 games, made 46 starts, 1-1, out in front of a breaking pitch, and drops down to a knee on the cut, well out in front. And it is one ball and two strikes. Logan Evans with the 1-2 delivery. Fastball just off the inside corner. Evans took a step toward that first base dugout, but wouldn't get the call from Gosney, who is kind of staring out at the mound right now at Evans. Peers in for his sign behind some goggles, and the 2-2 pitch is too far inside. Jackknifing out of the way is Pololi. And the count now 3-2 to the left-handed batter. Pololi, 256 on the year. He hit his ninth home run of the season in the first inning. And now the payoff pitch. Tapped foul behind home. And Pololi stays alive with two outs and nobody on base here in the home half of the third inning. NC State with a 5-0 lead over Pitt in this ACC tournament semifinal matchup. Winner will move on to face North Carolina tomorrow at noon. Evans, the righty, kicks and deals another payoff pitch, and another chopper foul behind home. Logan Evans started his college career at Penn State, made a total of 14 appearances in 2 years. Born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, June 2001, and the 3-2 pitch. Pololi hits a high fly ball out to right field. Back near the warning track is C.J. Funk. Now he comes in a couple of steps, and he'll make the catch among the puffy white clouds and blue sky. And that will do it for NC State. Three up and three down as Logan Evans has now retired the last five batters he's faced. We head to the fourth inning in Uptown Charlotte. NC State with a 5-0 lead over Pitt. You're listening to the ACC Baseball Tournament from Learfield.